Recorded live on DementiaRadio.org, it's the Funny Music Podcast, brought to you by TheFump.com, where you can download new free comedy songs twice a week. Now, here's your hosts, Devo Spice and the great Luke Ski.
Hey, Devo.
Hey, Luke.
This week, the part of Spaff and Robert Lund will be played by Odd Austin.
Hi.
Hi, Austin.
Hello.
So, we'll be chatting with Austin later regarding the awesome new project that him and Jace of Nuclear Bubble Wrap have been working on.
I always wanted to be Spaff.
I want to be Spaff, too. Can't we all be Spaff? Crank out awesome parodies, like, in an hour. Welcome to episode 48 of the Funny Music Podcast, where we all wish we were Spaff!
Except for me.
For May 12th, 2011. You don't want to be Spaff?
I wish I was Luke Ski. And I am!
Good for you!
Sarah may wish I was somebody else, but... She wishes
Does Sarah wish Luke was Spaff?
She wishes Luke was Chris Hemsworth. So what have you been up to, Devo?
Well, I finally finished the artwork for Thump Volume 26.
Yay!
I posted that on my Twitter feed, so if you go back a couple of days and look, you can find it.
It made me LOL.
Good. That was the intention. The CDs are now in production. I should have them probably early next week, and then I will ship them off to subscribers as soon as I get them. I got my restock of Namin, so I can send out the rest of the CDs to the people who ordered it on April 1st. Apologize for the delay on that. I'll get the rest of those out this weekend. And I started working on a new freelance website. So hopefully I'll get some good amount of money off of that, because I could really use it.
Cool.
What have you been up to?
Coming up with lots of interesting questions to ask you, because I'm prepared. I drew caricatures at a post prom in my hometown of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
So ooh.
That was a late Friday night from 12:30 to 3:30 in the morning. So, that was an interesting experience. And coincidentally enough, it was also at a small lodge with an indoor water park that I had drawn at previously. I made an attempt of going out there once a week to draw, and it didn't really turn out too profitable. So I gave up, but. So that was that. Spent Mother's Day with hanging out with my mom. Had a meeting yesterday with Carrie and Matt Doohan about getting another Mystery Spatula Theater 11 episode made in time for MarsCon.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah, just been reading an interesting book today called The Places That Scare You, A Guide to Fearlessness in Difficult Times, which was given to me by Reverend Hillary, who married Sarah and I, and basically... It's just, you know, it's very kind of Buddhist stuff. You know, it's, you know, trying to help people deal with issues, you know, very much, you know, fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Suffering leads to tile, you know, something like that.
Tile leads to the dark side.
Yes. I sense much fear in you. Okay. So.
Is Chris on? We got to get him on.
we could try to bring him in if we really want to.
Sorry.
Or if Chris just calls us out of the blue because he's listening. He's listening on his end. So, anyway. let's talk to Robert London Spaff with the power of our minds.
Spaff and Robert London are able to make
so
it this
weekend.
So I get
to answer all the questions, right? I get to answer Spaff's questions.
You can make up your own answers if you want to.
I'm Spaff. I give all my money from my wreckage to Austin.
So the story behind this song is that back when 9/11 first went down, Spaff apparently wrote a parody of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and posted it at his website, and many people said, hey, that's a great song. And, you know, now fast forward to today and or more to the point, you know, whenever that was, a week ago, Sunday or something, when Bin Laden was killed, people were saying, hey, you should bring that song back. And so he did. And it was wedged into the Thump schedule.
It was indeed, and everybody got out of the way so that Spaff could post his song.
How many times has that happened now? Where it's like
quite a bit. Pretty much any song that Spaff and Robert Lund or even Money Shot Cosmonauts have done that's been topical, you can go back through the archives and look. Usually it was wedged in because it's like Spaff comes up with an idea for a song. It's like, hey, I think we can get this song done in time. Can we post it? And it's like, okay. So, and we shuffle people around and move people out of the way and stuff. So this time it wasn't too hard because one of the artists later in the month had to drop out. So we just shifted everybody back a slot.
That's cool. A thought that crossed my mind is that this is the second parody of Supercalifragilistic that we've had on the the Fump, and it made me
yours is much happier.
Yeah, yay cartoons! But
take over of Marvel, isn't it? I don't think that's so great.
Well, I don't know.
It's happier than a terrorist.
I disagree.
Fine.
Today on the what's the name of the show? Today on Crossfire. Which is worse? Osama bin Laden dead, Disney buys Marvel. Austin, your opinion.
Marvel.
Wrong! Devo, your opinion.
Pizza.
Wrong.
I changed my vote to pizza also.
Pizza is your answer for everything, Devo.
I like pizza.
But what I was going to say is that I'd wonder how many times there has been more than one parody of a song on the main page of the Fump. Because we've also had Hakuna Matata twice. We've had, what's that Green Day song?
Know Your Enemy.
Yeah, Know Your Enemy has been, got two of those, so.
Yeah, I got two of those.
So it just kind of made me ponder what other double things. If Emmy were here, she probably has a spreadsheet of them, you know, on hand.
Probably.
So,
Well, speaking of that, I'm not in the chat room. I should totally log into the chat room.
Yes. Log into the...
I'm sorry, people. I'm a little off because I just had some really piss-poor ice cream.
I hate when that happens.
So the Edie's double chocolate fudge brownie, it's not good. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just not good. And it really kind of messed up my night.
you're all akimbo now because of this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of drawing a blank. I hate to do that to Robert Lund and Spaff, but without them actually here to interact off of, it's hard for me to think of pithy questions or commentary.
And Amy's not in the chat room.
I thought you recorded something earlier or something.
No, they weren't available, so.
I could try to answer his questions.
Questions. That's all right. Let's just play the song.
All right, let's just play the song so that we can get to other things. So here it is.
Mute your mic, Austin.
Yeah, mute your mic, Austin. RobertLundinSpaff.com with a song with a long title. Here we go.
Because he ran to Pakistan where bad guys don't exist. It seemed that he'd forever lead the Fed's most fugly list. Until the news our Navy dudes had shot his ass on sight. That tastes so sweet, let's please repeat it every Sunday night. Oh, superpower, skull ballistic, execute bin Laden. Once you stayed enough to hear Obama say we got him. Dredge him up, reshoot him, and resink him to the bottom. Superpower, skull ballistic, re-destroy bin Laden. Al-Qaeda, kid, kid, Al-Qaeda, die. Al-Qaeda, kid, kid, Al-Qaeda, die. There's not a chance I'll miss his rants or beard like ZZ Top. But still I wish the Sunday celebrations wouldn't stop. I join the cheer each week to hear his body's been redumped. Especially if it means the news will preempt Donald Trump. Oh, superpowers go ballistic, execute Osama. Drag his soggy butt from Peshawar to Yokohama. Late night breaking news is now my favorite Sunday drama. Superpowers go ballistic, re-rub out Osama. Superpowers go ballistic, execute Osama.
Listen, I know how you feel. I've been there. You feel like you had a dream to write. Once. There were stories in your head that were unparalleled and so much better than the stuff you bought in bookstores. You would be an author. You would show them all. But maybe along the way, you got discouraged. Maybe you bowed to the demands of life, family, career. Maybe you just thought you wouldn't be good enough, or that it was too late. But I'm here to tell you, you should be writing. At 5 years old, I Should Be Writing is one of the first writing podcasts. Author Mer Lafferty speaks to wannabe writers on the issues of keeping going from the beginning early stages of writing to keeping professional in the later stages of building a career. I speak weekly to professional authors about their work, their process, and advice that they have for you. There really is nothing stopping you. No, not that. Not that either. Nope. Whatever you're thinking of, it can't stop you. Trust me. Listen to I Should Be Writing at ishouldbewriting.com and learn more. Twice weekly and free, ishouldbewriting.com, because you should be writing.
But I should be writing. I should be working on my craft.
Time for funny music news. Something, something, something. I'd like to take a moment to point out that the Mer Lafferty promo was longer than the song.
I was just thinking that.
Austin, you can come back now.
I am back.
Yay! And now the news.
Beep, 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 news. In the news this week, as we mentioned last week, the Lonely Island's new album, Turtleneck and Chain, is now available in stores. So you can go to stores and pick up the album. In other news, the Fump, now in its store, now features digital downloads. You can pick up the Fump compilation CDs as high-quality MP3s for $9.99. That's 320K DRM-free MP3s in the store of the first 25 Fump compilations. The high quality includes high res artwork of both the front and the back of the CD, and the bonus video as well is included in the download, except for those like two or three albums that don't actually have a bonus video. Then we don't have one there, but all the other ones do. There's gonna be a new policy in place for the Fump CDs because it's kind of getting unwieldy to keep so many albums in stock. So albums are going to be in print for 2 years from the date of release. After 2 years, they're going to be out of print, and at that point, we're just going to sell off our remaining inventory and then not make any more. At that point, when an album goes out of print, we are then going to put up a free version of the album in the store as a digital download. This will be a low-quality 128K MP3 with low-res artwork of the front of the CD. So that means that volumes 1 through 15 are now out of print. If you want a copy of any of those CDs, I suggest you order them soon. I have a very limited number of those CDs available. So that's it for that.
And it should be pointed out that the 128K MP3s and low-res artwork are the free version that's at the website.
Yes. Yes, I didn't say that.
I didn't think you did. Maybe I was spacing out for a moment. I'm sorry. Anyway, go on.
Sea Monkey finally finished his video for Moo Moo Cow and is planning to be posting it on YouTube in a week or so. He posted a little teaser video the other day, so go check that out. He's trying to stir up a little interest in the video, even though the song is like 2 or 3 years old now. And I've seen the video. It's damn funny. And finally, in the news, actually, let's do tour dates, and then we can do the Weird Al thing. Tour dates. MC Lars is now on tour in various dates around the UK. On the 14th, we have Carla Ulbrich and Dan Hart in Westbrook, Connecticut. And then the rest of the stuff happens Memorial Day weekend. We have Balticon in Baltimore, Maryland, with Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, and Insane Ian. We have Conquest in Kansas City, Missouri, with the great Luke Ski. We have the World Steampunk Expo in Dearborn, Michigan, with Tom Smith. The Gothsicles are performing in Madison, Wisconsin on the 27th. Carla Ulbrich is in Orlando, Florida on the 27th. And Jonathan Colton with Paul and Storm are in Ottawa, Canada, on Ontario on the 27th. And then on the 28th, Joko and Paul and Storm are in Toronto.
And on the 27th, Dr. Don will be you streaming all of them simultaneously.
That I would like to see. And finally, in the news this week, the Weird Al tribute album 26 and a half is now accepting pre-orders. And we just happen to have somebody on the line who knows about this. Hi, Austin.
Hello.
So tell us about this this new spiffy new Weird Al tribute album.
Well, it is a tribute album about Weird Al. And it has many artists that are notable within a community known as comedy and nerdcore. Most notably, you know, MC Frontalot.
I have the list right here. We have Al's Band, Devo Spice, Dino Mike, Double Down, The Great Luke Ski, Insane Ian, Kobe LaCroix. Is it Lager Rhymes? Lager Rhymes? Lager Rhymes, I think. Probably Lager Rhymes.
I've been pronouncing it WeirdAlTribute.com rhymes, rhythms.
Okay. Mark with a C, MC Chris, MC Frontalot, MC Lars, Nuclear Bubble Wrap, Raymond and Scum, Shale Riley, Steve Goody, TV's Kyle, and Worm Quartet. All have songs on the new Weird Al Tribute album.
That sounds about right, yes.
It better be right because I pulled it off of your website. Luke, did you get the file for the song later?
which song?
Austin sent me one of the songs from the tribute album.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I will download that now. Speak to him while I do that.
Okay. So tell us more about this tribute album. When's the planned release date?
Well, there's no actual release date, technically. Me and Jace thought it would be a better idea if whenever we got the printed CDs to just start selling that day instead of maybe getting them sooner and then being constricted to a day later where we could just really just as soon as we get them, it'll be on sale. So there's no real date. And more importantly,
what are you expecting that to happen?
Well, that just coming up, I was about to say, we really need to get it out before Al's actual album comes out at the end of next month because we don't want to be just decimated.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, yeah, it's probably a good idea to beat Al to the punch in this case.
Yeah, yes.
See, I was thinking you were going to try to make it coincide with it so that while the hype for him was in the news that you'd be, you know, trying to be surf that wave of Al mania that comes around once every few years.
Well, if we get it out beforehand, we'll still catch that. And also, if I'm right, we won't be destroyed. But because who wants a tribute album when you have the real thing coming out is my logic. So I think we should get it out there as soon as possible so people can enjoy our songs before they get the less mediocre thing.
All the info on the tribute can be found at WeirdAlTribute.com. And remember, weird is spelled W-E-I-R-D. Because weird is just a weird word. That's why. Okay. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be on this particular collection because I was not on either of the first two Weird Al tribute albums that came out because the first one was made, you know, before I had the internet or maybe when I had just had gotten it but had no connections to the online Al fan community that put it together. And then the second one Ian put together, but somehow, you know, he never connected with me. I don't know, maybe he hadn't heard of me at that point in his life or something, but you know, other dudes.
I still haven't heard the second one.
I have a copy of it. I'm sure we could finagle Ian to get you one.
Yeah, or a digital one. I mentioned it to him. I do want to get one from him,
but
I did the artwork for the first one.
If you pre-order this album, you get a free copy of Ian's tribute album.
Really?
In digital form.
Is it just that, or could there be more?
Perhaps.
Oh my god! I should go to that website you said and pre-order it right now.
That you should, Luke.
And what would that website be?
WeirdAlTribute.com.
And all of the, not all of the, but some of the funds from this are going towards the Weird Al Star Fund, which is going towards getting Al a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Because
10%
damn it,
sales
you should
are going
have
to
one.
The Star Fund, and 10% are going to the Make the Rock Hall Weird.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. Cool. So, is TV's Kyle doing the cover art? Or no? Wait, you have a picture of the accordion. for the cover art?
Right, the person who did the cover art is Aaron J. Shea, who did the artwork for what is considered the official cover for Your Pitiful.
Ah. Oh, cool.
If you've ever seen that.
Yeah, I just in my head, I remembered seeing the ad you guys put up that TV's Kyle drew the other day, and for some reason my brain flashed that, like, oh, that's the cover. But, you know, I'm dumb sometimes.
Oh, actually, the ad is by her, too.
Really?
They have a similar style.
Oh, wow, damn it. I'm just goose-egging it today. I'm screwing up all over the place. I guess I'll have to make up for it by going to WeirdAlTribute.com and pre-ordering 26 and a half. Have we even said that's the title of the album yet?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay, good. So should we play this song?
You want to play it now, sure, or you want to play it later? Doesn't matter to me.
And actually, it's not. I don't think it's Rhymes. I think it's Lager Rhythms is the group.
Yes, it is. It is Rhythms of some sort. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Lager Rhythms would make sense. Yes, except I wrote down Rhymes. I wonder if that's my mistake or what.
So, well,
sure. Let's play the song.
All right. So here it is. Mute yourself again, there, Austin. From the forthcoming album 26 and a half, go pre-orders your today. Here is Logarithms with Your Horoscope for today.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Aquarius, travel in your future when your tongue freezes to the back of a speeding bus. By playing whack-a-mole 17 hours a day.
Pisces,
try to avoid any Virgos or Leos with the Ebola virus. You are the true lord of the dance, no matter what those idiots at work say.
Aries,
the look on your face will be priceless when you find that 40-pound watermelon in your colon. Trade toothbrushes with an albino dwarf and give a hickey to Meryl Streep.
Taurus,
you will never find true happiness. What you gonna do? Cry about it. The stars predict tomorrow you'll wake up, do a bunch of stuff, and then go back to sleep. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today.
That's your horoscope for today.
Gemini, birthday party will be ruined once again by your explosive flatulence. Your love life will run into trouble when your fiance hurls a javelin through your chest.
Cancer,
the position of Jupiter says that you should spend the rest of the week face down in the mud. Try not to shove a roll of duct tape up your nose while taking your driver's test.
Leo,
now is not a good time to photocopy your butt and staple it to your boss's face. Oh no, eat a bucket of tuna flavored pudding and wash it down with a gallon of strawberry quick.
Virgo,
all Virgos are extremely friendly and intelligent, except for you. Expect a big surprise today when you wind up with your head impaled upon a stick. That's your horoscope for today. That's your horoscope for today.
That's your horoscope for today.
Now you may find it inconceivable, or at the very least a bit unlikely, that the relative position of the planets and the stars can have a special deep significance or meaning that exclusively applies to only you. But let me give you my assurance that these forecasts and predictions are all based on solid scientific documented evidence. So you would have to be some kind of moron not to realize that every single word of this is absolutely true. Where was I?
Libra.
A big promotion is just around the corner for someone much more talented than you. Laughter is the very best medicine. Remember that when your appendix bursts next week.
Scorpio,
get ready for an unexpected trip when you're screaming from an open window. Work a little bit harder on improving your low self-esteem, you stupid freak.
Sagittarius,
all your friends are laughing behind your back.
Kill them.
Take down all those naked pictures of Ernest Borgnine you've got hanging in your den.
Capricorn,
the stars say that you're an exciting and wonderful person, but you know they're lying. If I were you, I'd lock my doors and windows and never, 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 never leave my house again. That's your horoscope for today. 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 That's your horoscope for today.
That's your horoscope for today.
That's your horoscope for today. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's
your horoscope for today. Ba, 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 ba. Your horoscope for today by Logarithms. You can get the album 26 and a half, the awesome forthcoming Weird Al Tribute album at the website weirdaltribute.com. Pre-order yours now. You'll get lots of cool other bonus stuff, like the entire second previous Weird Al tribute album called Me, Myself, and I that was put together by Ian Bonds lo so many years ago, and other tracks.
22, to be exact.
22!
22?
That's five less than 27.
It is.
Unfortunately,
you fail.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, Austin, I'm curious, what is next for you on the horizon as far as musics of comedy and also not comedy from you?
Well, as you may have known, or as Kyle talked about on this podcast a lot, there was this thing in February called February Album Writing Month, where you're supposed to write, you're unreasonably tasked to write 14 songs and record them, and I did that with Kyle. And so I'm really proud of a lot of those songs, and some of them are funny and some of them aren't. And I really would just like to record those more professionally, because it's hard to record songs within three songs within a week and try to make them sound as professional as you can. So I want to re-record those, and I guess that's where I'm at right now.
Well, cool. So I'm forgive me for being confused and such, but I know that you sometimes go by other names such as Rice Hat and stuff. So I'm kind of curious, how is this going to work in the future when you post things? Are you going to do comedy stuff under one name and not comedy stuff under a different name, or how's it all going to work?
Oh well, I'm confused myself. I don't really have a real name. I'm trying to come up with something that's lasting that can. Because it's hard to figure out something that can fit not funny and funny within the same spectrum.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure that out. Right now, for this album, for the track that I have on the Weird Al tribute, I have it under a name which I may or may not use. I have a few more days to decide before we get it to the printers.
Oh, I was wondering why you didn't have a track on the album, and now I see you do.
I did Close But No Cigar.
Oh, okay.
And yes, well, so hopefully on like a future podcast, I'll have a name and you can tell me about that name.
Excellent. So other than the weirdaltribute.com, is there any other websites you'd like to plug?
My old band name that I probably won't be using, Rice Hat, which is R-Y-C-E-H-A-T. I'm doing this summer project where I'm taking a bunch of old crap from my hard drive and putting it on the web for some reason. So you can go to ricehat.bandcamp.com and there's a whole bunch of that.
Cool.
As well as the FOM tracks.
Yes, yes.
Which are much better.
So, okay, I think it's time to move on to Devo Spice.
Bye.
So, I understand that you did a song.
I did a song. The dumbest song on Rock Band.
So,
which will someday actually be the dumbest song on Rock Band.
And you kind of explained this in the explanation, you know, that goes with the song at the Fump, but why don't you break it down one more time for us all on how you were inspired to create this song?
I was at NASFIC, the North American Science Fiction Convention, which took place in North Carolina this year, which is Merle Lafferty's stomping grounds. And I was hanging out with her at her house playing Rock Band, and she was on bass. And we played So What You Want by the Beastie Boys.
Yep.
Now, if you remember that song, the music is just boom, 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 the whole song. And the bass line is literally just that one note repeated over and over and over through the song. And she just screamed out, "This is the dumbest song I've ever played," or something, some words to that effect. And I was playing on drums. And when I heard her say that, I looked at the screen and I just inspiration struck. And I'm like, I wonder if I can write a dumber song, you know? And then, so that started brewing in my head. And I was like, I had a couple of different approaches. I wasn't sure which way I wanted to go with the song, because I could make the song where, you know, the singer on stage is mocking the person playing the game, or I could make it where the person playing the game was mocking the song, or, you know, or I could just do really stupid things. And I ended up doing a combination of all of those, and with a little bit of an emphasis on the fact that the person playing the game, in order to have a high score, has to say whatever words I put up there on the screen. So I had him say things like, "Hey, guy on bass, I ponied your mom." You know, I decided to use pony as a verb for some reason. and you know, and then I put, you know, words in Klingon, which I can't wait to see somebody playing the song for the first time trying to read the Klingon text as it comes up on the screen. And it is actual Klingon. I got some help from a Klingon linguist on Twitter who I found. And there, you know, there's one line that's phonetically backwards. So if you record yourself saying it and then reverse it, it actually says something in English. You know, there's a whole bunch of things like that in the song. And I had a lot of fun with this song.
This is at least, well, I wanted to ask you first, when you were performing So What You Want, were you in a forest jumping around in slow motion?
No, I was sitting at the plastic drums.
Oh. And was there a fisheye lens of any kind? Oh,
no.
Were you speaking through a megaphone?
No. I forgot who was singing that on that song. It was either John Smarr or Laura Burns. They were the only other two people there, so it was one of those two.
So this is at least the third song in Fump history that contains references to Cookie Monster going om nom nom.
Yeah.
So,
and that was basically that line is in there because that was the first rhyme that I thought of, and I thought, hey, this song is supposed to be dumb, why not? And then just threw that in there.
Tweedle deedle diddle doodle feeble battle poodle noodle yep. Fiddle in the middle of a hot toaster strudel. So I assume you boned up on your Dr. Seuss preparing for that.
I didn't have to bone up on the Dr. Seuss. I remembered the Tweedle Beetle battle.
Yes.
And well enough to spoof it for those two lines, and realized that he missed out on an opportunity to rhyme toaster strudel, and I decided I had to throw that in there.
Did toaster strudels exist when he wrote the book?
Probably not, now that you mention it. So that was dumb, wasn't it? That's okay.
That's okay. It was a dumb deedle dee, dumb dee dum, do dee do dee do. That's what
yes.
It was. So the Klingon part, there is a translation here. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, read it.
Okay, the translation for the Klingon part is, "I'm cowardly like a Ferengi, my father's forehead is smooth like a baffle." Baffle?
I don't know what a baffle is.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a Star Trek thing, but I don't know what it is, and I never bothered to look it up. So, you know what? Let's Google that right now.
Baffle.
Oh, you know what? It's going to come up with the word baffle.
Could it possibly supposed to mean waffle? I don't know.
Waffles aren't smooth, though.
Yeah.
Although, Klingon bird of prey baffle decals.
Hmm.
Baffle definition, English to Klingon dictionary. All right, hang on.
This is exciting podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, well, that tells you how to, yeah, it tells you how to say it in Klingon. That's not what I want.
We are.
It looks like it's something to do.
Baffle names.
It looks like it's something to do with the ships.
with the Klingon birds of prey.
Yeah, because the old ones were kind of flat shaped. Well, sort of. Anyway, parts of them were.
Okay. Some guy's asking about building models, and he says, if you're building ERTL's bird of prey and you've been wondering how you're going to manage painting the fine decals on the front of the wing baffles, try downloading the PDF available at Starship Modeler. So it's got something. Yeah, it's a part of the ship. Okay.
So,
now you know.
So are the chorus vocals you singing?
It's me and Chris Mezzalesta.
Okay. So, yeah, because when I was listening to that, I'm like, is that actually Devo singing? Because
it is me singing. And in a strange twist of fate, Chris actually sang along with me singing this time instead of me singing along with him. So I recorded my vocals first, and then he recorded the background vocals. So if it's out of tune, with his part, it's at least intentionally out of tune.
Which is going to make things oh so easy for the folks who are putting together the actual rock band version.
Exactly. And then Chris was like, hey, I can record a guitar solo for you if you want. And I'm like, sure. And he gives me that Mary Had a Little Lamb thing. And I'm like, dude, I could have done that.
So were you, during the chorus, were you trying to sound like a specific rocker?
I was trying to sound like Matt Stone. I'm sorry, Trey Parker from South Park.
Oh, okay.
You know how he sings like that? You know,
well, yeah.
Now you're a man. That yeah, type of voice.
And he in turn is trying to sound like somebody else too. So
probably, yeah. But I was thinking of Trey when I was singing it.
So yeah. So I think people's compliments on saying this is the best song in the album shouldn't be meant as a slam on the rest of the album.
Yeah, I know, but that my paranoid little brain goes, you know, I say, hey, it's the best song on your album. Like, what the hell? You didn't like the rest of the album? What?
Why don't you love me?
I just love how the song is just one big dick move.
With, and I mentioned this on a previous podcast, that the end of the song is the ultimate dick move.
Yeah.
So, because like so many guys are gonna like think they're be doing so great, and you know at like 90-something%, and then that end is going to completely screw up their curve or whatever.
Yeah, I should post the sheet music for that because it's like a full measure of rest, and then like a three beat rest, and then the note, and then like another full measure of rest. And I actually wrote it out in the sheet music.
So, are you going to post any of the other not yet released on the Fump songs from Gnome Sane to the Fump, or is this the last one?
Nope, this is the last one.
Okay.
From this point on, I'm going to start posting new songs. I've already got some ideas for some new songs I need to start writing.
So if all you guys out there want to hear songs such as Written on Twitter or Nerd's Rule featuring Whitey Cracker or what else? Romantic Interlude.
Not Amused,
which is the Eminem parody featuring vocals by Chris Mezzalesta, which are epic.
Yes.
And yeah, and of course...
Weird Al didn't write this song.
Yes.
Yep.
Which is also on WeirdAlTribute.com album 26 and a half, which you can reorder. So get that so one, and then get...
You
Gnome
can pick
Sane.
Up the CD from thefump.com or from devospice.com, or it's available digitally on iTunes and Amazon and all those fun places.
Woot. So,
there was something else I was going to say about the song, and I forgot what it was now. Actually getting it up on Rock Band. A couple people have asked me that, yes, I did. I am planning to post this on Rock Band, and I uploaded the stems to the company who does the authoring for us. And they've gotten them, and it's in production now. And I don't have a clue as to how long it's going to be before it's actually available in the Rock Band network. But I wanted to run this song by Harmonix first because I was like, they may just reject this song on concept alone, you know? So yeah. I was like, let's play it for them and see if they're okay with the song. And before we bother, you know, making the stems or authoring the song. And it took a little while for them to get back to us, but they're okay with the song. The only issue is the title. They don't want to have a title with the word Rock Band in the title because they don't want it to seem like they're endorsing the song or sponsoring the song in any way. So when it goes up on Rock Band, it's just going to be called The Dumbest Song. And I thought about calling it like the dumbest song on here or the dumbest song in this game or something like that. But I was thinking ahead to this goes back to something that Chris Waffle posted about years ago, but people Googling for the song. And if people are looking for this song because they want a copy on their iPod or whatever, they're gonna Google the dumbest song. And if they do that, then the dumbest song on Rock Band should come up. And they should be able to find my song. Whereas if they search for the dumbest song in this game, then the dumbest song on Rock Band, those phrases are a little too different that they may not come up in the search results, at least not soon enough. So
yeah.
So that was my thinking there.
Well, Austin, did you have any questions or comments?
No, I do not.
All righty then. Well, then let's fire up the song, shall we? Here it is. Devo Spice, the dumbest song on Rock Band. Players, begin!
Loading this track, there's 99 cents that I won't ever get back, but I paid for it anyway. Now people give me room, cause I'm dancing like a pansy in my fancy living room. I went ahead and did it, so at this point I'm committed. I don't get it, I could quit it. Here's a sweater that I knitted. Did it really just throw in any rhyme if it could fit it? I wonder if there's any that this idiot omitted. Acquitted, skidded, yeah, I guess there are a few. And here's a beatbox solo, what am I supposed to do? Great. Now I got spit all over the place. I'm glad that it's a rap song, cause I can't sing. I could burp or go blah or really anything, and it'll work as I prance like a jerk and look dumb. And here comes the Cookie Monster going om nom nom.
I can't believe I paid for this. Song's this dumb, this shouldn't exist. It hurts my brain, do you understand? This is the dumbest song on Rock Band.
Doodle, feeble battle, poodle, noodle, fiddle in the middle of a hot toaster strudel. Pop rocks and Alka-Seltzer fill me full of joy. Ziggy Zocky, Ziggy Zocky, oi, oi, oi. Now this is just getting bizarre. I think the next time I play this song, I'm using the guitar. Then again, the guitar doesn't have it any better, but at least the group is all in this together. Now all the music cut out, and I'm standing by myself, looking like an idiot in front of everybody else. They're just twiddling their thumbs because they got nothing else to do. A dum diddle dee dum dee dum doo dee doo dee doo. I keep going because the beat's playing darts, but how are we supposed to play harmonica parts? I guess I'll just do the best I can and move on. And by the way, guy on bass, I phoned your mom.
I can't believe I paid for this. Songs that don't just shouldn't exist. It hurts my brain, do you understand? This is the dumbest song on Rock Band. The dumbest song, dumbest song. And it goes on way too long. I can tell you this firsthand. This is the dumbest song on Rock Band.
I like to put on dresses and pretend my name is Trina. Everyone look at me, I'm a pretty ballerina. When in bed I do a war cry like an Indian chief. Massage me, I'm Earth, skippy lame, I'm a leaf. I didn't think the song could possibly get any dumber, but I didn't think my brain could possibly get any number. Oh shoot, I said number as I stumbled through my fling. Now here's a bunch of words in Klingon that I have to try to say. Nuch not jik veg, bring on velour. This song is without honor, I don't wanna have to try. Maybe today is a good day to die. I don't know any way that this could get any worse. I take that back, please don't let there be another verse. I don't think that I can take it, no this really isn't funny. Ha ha, the joke's on you, I got your money.
I can't believe I paid for this. Songs this dumb just shouldn't exist. It hurts my brain, do you understand? This is the dumbest song on Rock Band. Dumbest song, dumbest song. Dumbest song.
life still sucks no matter how rich you get. Now there's a groovy station that rocks the Dimension Nation. If you wanna laugh for a day and a half, the internet is your salvation.
Dementia Radio, ha ha hee ho ho. Funny music and stand up. I've fallen and I can't get up. Dementia Radio, ridiculous.
DementiaRadio.org.
This is the part where there's feedback.
Feedback.
Feedback. You know that segment of the show we do about now?
Feedback. Feedback.
Feedback.
Dead end.
Someone's speaking Klingon in the chat room now. Yeah, those Klingon words are freaking hard to say. Feedback. We have a comment from Computer King, who says, "You guys shouldn't feel bad about not knowing all the current music sensations. I had never heard of Lady Gaga until I heard Poker Face one day, and I thought to myself, that sounds just like that Procreate Fump song I liked months ago." And then Mr. Wompy followed up to that on the site by saying, "Computer King, you sound like me. When I hear a parody of recent songs, I usually don't know the song that is being parodied." Yeah, this is becoming a problem. Especially for those of us who write parodies, because there's like not a lot of places to go. I mean, MTV used to play a lot of music videos, and I used to watch Yo MTV Raps daily, and it was awesome.
I remember coming home from school every day to catch Dr. Dre and Ed Lover.
Yep.
You know,
me too.
And Moses Edinburgh Day and Ed Lover Dance Day. And we'd, you know, there'd be five music videos, and Flavor Flav would be in every one of them.
Yep.
Flavor Flav was the Where's Waldo of 80s hip hop. Just every video, he was there.
But now it's like there's no videos on MTV anymore, and the stuff that's on the radio, oh my God, it sucks. But it's even hard to tell what's popular now on the radio. Even if you just listen to the radio for a long time, it's hard to tell what's popular because it just. I don't even know why, but I have been listening to the radio, you know, specifically to do research for future parodies, and actually found a song I like. Dr. Dre and Eminem did a song called "I Need a Doctor," which is quite good. That was played on the local Top 40 station. But doing parodies is becoming more and more difficult because it's hard to know what's popular these days because there's fewer. This is where I was going. I did have a point. There's fewer big hits now than there was years ago because media is so spread out now over the internet and, you know, multiple cable stations and stuff. Whereas when it was just, you know, radio and MTV and a handful of cable stations, it was easier to have a big hit. And when the music, you know, when record labels still had big blockbuster hits.
Well, I'll go ahead.
There aren't really. I read this book called The Long Tail, which talks about how the internet is making everything into a thousands and thousands of niche markets, and it's really interesting. It's a really good book, but it also said one of the side effects of this is that the big blockbuster is going away. There's going to be fewer and fewer big blockbusters in both movies and TV shows and music and stuff like that. So, picking a song to parody is going to be difficult in the future.
Well, just to pick a song from the past is a good example, just completely randomly. You look at something like We Are the World, and, you know, if you watch the video for that, it's like every single person in that video is like a super mega star. You know, it's amazing. It's like, you know, it's Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Cyndi Lauper, you know, Huey Lewis. You know, it's like even the more B-listers there are like, oh, it's, you know, Steve Perry. It's, you know, it's like all these people are super megastars. And then you fast forward to the one they did recently and, you know, you need like those little YouTube notes to be like, wait, who the hell is that? Oh, that's one of the Jonas Brothers. Okay. I wouldn't know. Who's that now? It's okay. It's some chick from High School Musical. All right. You know, maybe five out of the however many are in there are people you recognize, like, okay, Bieber, I know him, you know, it's...
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, who are the big, like, all mega stars now? We got Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga, and that's about it.
Kanye.
Kanye, yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, I can put Kanye in that in that mix.
So anyway, yeah. So, you know, that's kind of why there's many other reasons, as I've discussed on previous episodes, but the thing I've been doing lately with doing a 180, going to my past and saying, okay, what songs did I forget to do? And then, like, parodying all these old things, it's like, cool, it's... My fans seem to be digging it, and it's relatively certain nobody else is going to do this exact same idea, because who the hell would, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So. Who would do that stupid idea other than Luke?
Exactly. So that'll be a big chunk of my forthcoming album coming out in August, which still doesn't have a title. So anyway.
Well, that's what you can call it. The album that came out in August that doesn't have a title.
You know, so you can't pre-order that, but you can pre-order... WeirdAlTribute.com, 26 and a half. Get it, and then get the bonus stuff, and rejoice, damn you.
And you can still order Noam Sane by Devo Spice.
Yes.
Which you should if you haven't done it already. I still have CDs here to get rid of.
Do you have any of your older CDs still available?
Oh, yeah. The Sudden Death CDs, the Fatal Accident Zone, Die Laughing, and Fatal Error. I still have tons of those to get rid of. They're still $4.
$4. Are you listening out there, Internet? If you're listening with a bunch of friends and you're requesting Devo Spice songs, such as Pillagers, for me to play after the show is over, and your friends are listening to this, you can go to DevoSpice.com or TheFump.com and get Devo Spice's previous 3 CDs for $4 stinking bucks. What the hell are you waiting for? For the love of God. Anyway, enough pole suckery. Anything else we need to talk about or plug or whatever?
I don't think so.
Austin, you have anything else you want to add?
The pole suckery kind of made him quiet, I think.
Not really.
Hey, here comes my dog.
Austin is being so quiet, you'd think he's performing on stage with TV's Kyle.
Oh, dear. The gauntlet has been thrown down.
All righty. Are we going to tease anything for next week?
You know what? I forgot to check.
Devo's going to go check to see if we can tease anything for next week. Can he do?
I don't even remember who's supposed to be going tomorrow. Let's see.
Begins with an I.
Oh, yeah. That one should be posted. Let's find out. It better be at this point. If it's not, he's only got 3 hours left. It is indeed. Tomorrow's song is by Insane Ian.
Yay!
And Tuesday's song, which is also posted, is by Dino Mike.
Yay!
Off of his latest album, Chimericana.
I'm on that album.
Excellent.
I'm not.
I beat you.
I lose. Anyway. why don't we get out of here?
Let's do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Austin. This has been the Funny Music Podcast. I'm the great Luke Ski.
I'm Devo Spice.
And he's Odd Austin.
Yes.
Bye.
Spaff.com.
Thank you for listening to the Funny Music Podcast. You can listen live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific at DementiaRadio.org and join us in the chat or subscribe to the podcast feed. Look us up on iTunes and be sure to leave us a review. Feedback for the show can be sent to info@thefump.com. The Funny Music Podcast is a production of Fidem Interactive, LLC, released under a Creative Commons share-alike license. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Shout it to random people on the street. And be sure to visit thefump.com for the latest funny songs. Tune in next week, where you'll hear Luke Ski say...
Oh, yeah! It's Ed Love and Dance Day! Go, go, go! All right, that's enough of that crap.
Dude, how did you find that so fast?
I had it on an episode of Bad Rapport once.
Oh, okay.